Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Over the past 4 years, four cities in Montana have enacted sexual orientation non-discrimination ordinances, or NDOs, designed to stop discrimination against people for their sexual orientation in the areas of housing, employment, and public accommodation. It was a seemingly unstoppable juggernaut, but on Tuesday morning at 3 a.m. in the city of Billings, the juggernaut came to a halt when the mayor of Billings broke a tie and killed the proposed NDO on a 6-5 vote. It sent the left reeling. The Billings Gazette threw off all pretense of objectivity and excoriated the council. The gay community, who kept their true colors hidden throughout the 6 months of the debate, took off the gloves and came out swinging. They filled the blogs and tweeted the most vile threats. And why? Simply because they didn't get their way. The city council refused to let men who think they're women use women's restrooms. They refused to force people with strongly held religious beliefs to not just tolerate but participate in the homosexual lifestyle. And they refused to solve problems that don't exist, namely that people are being thrown out of their homes or jobs simply because of their sexual orientation. In short, they came to the same conclusion that the legislature has for the past 15 years, and that is that NDOs are not necessary and that they create the very real possibility of unintended consequences. We know they're not needed because in the four Montana cities that have passed them, they've never been used, not even once. The goal here is not to pass municipal ordinances because they have no teeth. The goal is to get enough cities to pass them to put pressure on the legislature to pass a statewide law. That's where the unintended consequences begin. In states that have passed these laws, men are now using women's restrooms and locker rooms, people are being fined, sent to sensitivity training, and threatened with jail time for refusing to participate in same-sex wedding ceremonies, and the New Mexico Supreme Court went so far as to say that people with deeply held religious beliefs may be forced to compromise those beliefs for the greater good of society. These are the real consequences of NDOs, and it's the reason the Billings City Council said no. So how did it happen? How did one Montana city stop a politically correct juggernaut when others could not? It came down to three things: prayer and a well-organized group of local citizens, both of which existed in the other cities that finally passed these, and the fact that the left has finally run out of liberal cities. In effect, they've picked the low-hanging fruit, and passing NDOs becomes much more difficult from this point forward. There's a big difference between the politics of Missoula and the politics of Billings. So where do we go from here? The remaining city with an active NDO effort is Dillon, and the Dillon city attorney agreed with other attorneys across the state who say that ordinances such as these are illegal because they go beyond the authority given to cities. We expect the Dillon NDO to die soon, and that will shift the focus back to the legislature. We expect a full court press when the legislature reconvenes in January, not just on NDO types of laws, but on same-sex marriage, same-sex civil unions, and public benefits for same-sex couples. The Billings effort was a small skirmish in a much broader culture war that promises not to end anytime soon. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.